Murder charges are expected to be filed today against the man accused of killing two Palm Springs police officers. He is 26-year-old John Hernandez Felix of Palm Springs. He's in custody in Riverside with no bail. Felix allegedly killed 63-year-old police veteran Sergeant Jose Gilbert Vega and 27-year-old rookie officer Leslie Kling Zarebny, who was a new mother. He also allegedly wounded a third officer. That officer was released from the hospital on Sunday. Felix allegedly shot the officers through the door of his home in a residential neighborhood of Palm Springs early Saturday afternoon after his mother called police to report a domestic disturbance. Yesterday morning, we heard from Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestron, who spoke at a news conference day before yesterday about what's next in the case.
We will be filing two counts of first-degree murder and at least two special circumstances, one being multiple murder and one being murder of a police officer in the line of duty. Mr. Felix will be eligible for the death penalty. That determination of whether or not we will seek the death penalty will happen very quickly. Within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will have a meeting at the district attorney's office, go over the evidence, go over all of the different factors that we consider, and make that decision as to whether we will seek the death penalty in this case.
Meanwhile, the Palm Springs Police Officers Association announced yesterday that it is accepting donations for the families of Sergeant Vega and Officer Zarebny, who were killed in the line of duty. The website to help out is palmspringspoa.com. Donations will be split equally between the two families, according to the police association. There's an online page at that website for giving, and checks can also be made out to the Palm Springs Police Officers Memorial Foundation. The Palm Springs Police Officers Association announced it's also accepting donations of Enfamil Regulene baby formula for Zarebny's 4-month-old daughter. Donations of the formula or any other baby-related items can be made through the Palm Springs Police Department. The Desert Sun, the Palm Springs Daily newspaper, reported yesterday that GoFundMe shut down two bogus fundraising sites on Monday. One reported to raise funds for Vega's family and the other claiming to fundraise for Zarebny's. More than $500 was collected between those two before the deactivations. Again, the best website if you want to contribute to the funds for either of these families is the Palm Springs Police Officers Association website. It is palmspringspoa.com.